Pocket fans, welcome back, welcome back. Another episode of Deep Block. As usual, got the guys in with me. Kick back, great day of practice.
Deep Block.
First off, hey guys, let's give them a thanks. Monday night.
Shout out.
Don't rock it, man.
12th man, y'all had it turned all the way up. We appreciate that.
Turn up.
We appreciate that.
Turn up.
Y'all keep taking care of business. We're going to try our best. Keep taking care of business. How about that? All right, let's get to the show. Of course, we full of surprises, but I'm going to go back, grab one of the old school guys, man. Got to show a little loyalty. 99, class of 99, Todd McClure, a.k.a. Mud Dog.
The Mud.
Yes, sir. Old school. We bring old school to him, man. I wouldn't feel right if I wouldn't get old school in here early, man.
Mud, good to see you.
Check it out, though. Mud. Yeah, what up, man? Mud got a little guest with him, man. Mud, introduce your guest you're bringing with
you. First, y'all want it. Peter Kahns to come on, right?
Yeah, we want Peter Kahns, man. We're going to bring him on. New in the city, draft pick.
I couldn't let him come by himself.
Okay.
I want to make sure he's saying the right thing.
There you go.
So, from Wisconsin, rookie Peter Kahns.
There we go. Let's go, Rook. What's that, Rook? What's up, Rook?
What's up, man? All right.
There we go, Rook. Dap the guys up, man.
Right here. Kahns.
This shoe right here. Hold on for a minute. Come on, Rook, there you go. Have a seat, man. Hey, welcome to D Block, man.
Appreciate
you
all right?
He said.
Thank y'all.
It's all right, man. It's all right. Be yourself over here, man.
Calm down, man. Turn red, man.
Calm down.
Get you a soda.
There you go.
Get your down. You have one.
Go ahead. It's okay, Mud?
He said, thank y'all.
All right, man. It's all right, Rook. Appreciate it. Hey, welcome to D Block, man.
He said, thank y'all for having me. Really appreciate it.
Glad you could make it, man.
Hey, it's
Mud,
an honor.
Mud, let's talk. We're going to talk through you to him.
Yes.
How about that?
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's how we want it. We want to make sure he's saying the right thing.
All right, there we go. Because you still a Rook.
Yeah.
Right?
That's great.
He said that's right.
There we go. All right. Good job. Let's get the show started. Hey, how's your experience been, man? I know you draft pick. What round?
Drafted in the second round.
He said he was drafted in the second round. He got a really big signing bonus, and he'll tell y'all about it a little bit later, but he's just happy to be here.
Okay. Let's get a little personal. Let's let the fans know, since we got this big signing bonus, let's get a little personal.
A little bit.
First, we're not going to ask you how much. Don't get nervous.
I wouldn't ask how much.
No, we're going to ask you that.
He's like, no.
The girls may be calling, you know. I don't want to flood his Facebook page.
No, he's not doing too well.
He said he's married.
He's married. Okay, so. Well, I don't want to upset the wifey.
Shout out to the wife.
We love the wife. Huh?
Mid-con.
Okay, but we're going to get a little personal. Let the fans know. Since you had this big contract, what was your first purchase?
You can go ahead and answer them.
We want to hear from you. The fans want to hear you now, man.
I got a couple of dairy cows back in Wisconsin.
Cows.
Keeping it real. Y'all talking about keeping it real.
By the way, let me break the show down to you, man. This deep block.
Hold on. We got a problem?
Appreciate it. Guys down in Beverly Hills, man.
Too loud.
All right.
Need respect on the block.
Okay. You say dairy? Dairy cows? Okay. Speak on that a little bit, man. Talk to us.
What's that about?
Well, the best milking
cows.
Hold on, man.
I'm going to break it down. I know where I was there. I got distracted. D-Block. Let me explain D-Block to you. We keep it real over here. You see the station in the locker room? Linebackers. We keep it real. Sometimes, we keep it too real. Mm. It's Dent, like I say. Dent say we keep it too real sometimes.
Keep it clean.
You know, but we keep it clean. You know what I mean? Love the fans. All right? Continue on. Dairy cows.
Well, I really should say my first purchase was the wedding ring for my wife.
There you go. Well, you trying to get some points. There you go.
Get some yams.
Shout out to the wife. Got the ring. Okay, we got that out of the way. Got the wife taken care of. What your next purchase was?
Well, we got some dairy cows. Well,
there we go.
Some Holsteins for the farm back home.
Okay.
It's really just a gift for the grandparents.
There you go.
My grandma loves cows. For some reason, she's got them all over the place. She's got like these little like ceramic cows all over the house.
Wow. Okay.
So that's for her.
That's, what's her name? What's this? Come on, give a shout out, man. Hey.
That's for Granny Annie.
Granny Annie.
What's up, Granny? How you doing, Granny?
Granny, we got to get Granny a D-Buck.
We got to get a T-shirt, man.
You got Granny Annie.
Hey, another question before I let D-Block have at you a little bit. How has it been? How old are you, man? Let me ask you another personal question. How old?
I'm 22.
22.
Woo!
I'm going to do the math quick. I know me and Mud came out class in 99, so I say...
We talked about it today. P, I'm going to make it easy for y'all. He was nine when we came. Me and you came in.
Okay, he was nine. So
he was nine.
It could be 9 years old. It could be a long shot, but you could be. It could be his. What? He could be dad. He could play the dad role, maybe.
It's possible.
It's possible. You know. Yeah. It's possible. It's possible. Baby, you, baby.
Top of the world.
With that being said, how does it feel to know that you could be lining up beside your dad?
Makes me real proud. Papa Mud.
I like it.
What's up?
I know you've been giving the guy a little advice, man. What's probably one of the top things you told him, or the first thing you told him when you introduced yourself, or he introduced himself to you?
You know, I told him, I think, probably like you do to young guys, any question you got, come ask me. You know, I'm not going to be one of the guys that's going to steer you in the wrong direction. You know, try to make you a better football player. And he's been a great rookie, you know, done everything we ask and willing to learn. And he works. Bottom line, he likes to work.
There we go.
So okay. he fits right in with us over there.
There we go. Shout out to the front office, man, for going to get the guys that fit in around here. You know what I mean? D-Block.
Indeed. I have a question. It's kind of for Mud. Mud, I know you have a lot of nicknames on the old line for your rookies. What's Peter Khan's nickname y'all getting?
Have we really come up with a nickname yet?
Some people call me Shaka Collins.
He's making his own nicknames.
Oh, no, we don't care. I think D-Block need to come up with a nickname for him, huh?
Yeah, y'all can do that. We really had to come up with
one. We got like Derry, Big Derry.
Big Derry. Sometimes you just say, Moo.
I see the connection right here. We got Mud, you know, Moo. Okay. Big Moo.
Big Moo.
Big Moo. Big Moo. Right here.
Right there.
AKA Big Moo here. Yeah. We got Mud Duck and Big Moo.
Got a name right here on D-Block.
That's remember that, man. When you get old and great.
Big Moo.
That's official, man.
Right there.
D-Block, anything else? What y'all got for him, man? The Rook here. We got Rook and the Mud. We blessed with the old school and the new school. How about that?
Well, you know, I want to talk to Big Moo a little bit.
Big Moo.
Can you tell us, I know you grew up on the farm, right?
Yeah, I was in rural Wisconsin.
Man, you got a funny story, you know, about the farm, you know, early in the morning.
You know what? I do. One time when I was real small, I was on a farm with my cousins, and, you know, we were getting eggs, and I just wanted to keep one in the house so bad. I wanted a chicken. You know, I was a little kid, and I didn't realize that, you know, they'd been in the refrigerator. We're about to fry them up, you know what I mean? So my mom sees this egg and she's like, hey, you got to give that to me. We're going to make breakfast here. I go storming out and I lock myself in the car because I wanted that chicken.
Oh, man. Hey, I like that one. They got a heart.
Yeah,
they
got a heart.
And I want chicken.
Felt bad, man.
All right, Big Chick. You all right? You might change Big Moon to Big
Chick.
Big Bird. What y'all got for the Rook, man? Big Moo, man. We got Mud here too, man. First, I want to give a salute to Mud, man. I know it's off season. Contract ended last year. Look iffy. He's gonna retire or not. Came back. So hey,
thank you, man.
You know what I mean? Class of 99, man. Always
tip my hat. We needed that to come over.
You know what I mean? We appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
You know, one of the first class guys in there.
Glad to have you back too, huh?
Yeah, same here, man. Everybody got you,
man. Class of 99.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, man. D-Block, what y'all got for the big Uggs, man?
Just, man, both of y'all, answer this one. What do y'all like to do in the spare time? The little downtime we have.
You know, I guess we got some similarities. I raised bucking bulls, so You know, I've got cattle too. So okay. If you go back, you know, it could be possible, you know. I got to. But family, spend time with my family. I raise cattle also. But, you know, I got four kids, so they keep me pretty busy.
There you go. You know,
Peter's a newlywed, so.
Okay. Congrats, bro.
Free time there, too. You know.
There we go. There we go. Mo, let me ask you a question, man. I get it all the time. I'm pretty sure you get it all the time. Let the fans know. Is it one and done? We got two more in store. We got three in the store. Get the fans a little secret, man. Let them know.
Right now.
Let's just speak on it. We can just speak on it a little bit. What you think? It's week three.
What you feeling?
As of week three, how you feeling?
Huh? I think I got another one in me.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Right
okay.
now, week three. So, okay. Yeah. I'm still having fun. I enjoy the locker room, man.
There we go.
You know?
We on D-Block, man. We keep it real, and we try to get a fan something they may not hear anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got a question.
What's up, Rock?
Y'all say y'all got cows back in the crib. Y'all don't have them here. So being that y'all probably eat steaks and a lot of that meat back at home, what's the difference y'all taste buying a steak here in the grocery store here from y'all actual farm?
You know, it's less. A lot more tender, you know, grass-fed, you know, they're not getting all the steroids and things that you get in the store. Just, you know, fresh meat, tender. Good stuff. So.
I'd say it's juicier.
Yeah.
I mean, for being from the Midwest, that's what we do. We just feed them that corn. Mm-hmm. Let them graze out in the grass all day. So
there you go.
You get something a little different taste.
So it's the tenderness.
There you go.
Tenderness.
There you go.
Hey, before we bring guys on D-Block, I try to do a little homework on them. Try to dig up a couple things. You know, I stumbled across. When you were signed here, when you was brought here, you mentioned something about the Dirty Bird dance.
Sure did.
Yes, you mentioned something about the Dirty Bird dance. You know, here's your stage, Big Move. Here's your stage, Big Move.
One day.
I hope you've been working on it.
One day, if I score a touchdown, we're gonna bring this back for the fans here.
Okay.
We're gonna get it.
Oh, nothing for him. Hey, welcome to D Block, guys.
You thank you guys for having me.
You know,
get out of the bad port, man. Y'all come.
Mud, you know you're good over here all the time, man.
Hey, move, man.
1099, man.
All right, bud. Keep it going, bud. Right,
appreciate y'all, boys, man. Break it up.
Come on, man. Don't get it.